Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler today. James, let's talk about furnaces today. How long should our furnaces last, and how can we potentially make them last longer?
You know, the old adage that nothing lasts forever is so true with so many things in our home, and, you know, our furnace is not an exception to that. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a lifetime that a furnace has, and you know, there's a lot of variables in there, but I'm going to give an average, and that would be a 10 to 15 year lifespan. So, you know, one of the things that you might could consider is, even if the furnace is still working, a lot of times newer products, newer equipment is much more efficient, and the heating and air system in your home is the number one user of, you know, utility cost. So, just keep that in mind too. Sometimes, you know, you might have an old system, but it could be advantageous to replace it. Mm-hmm. We do recommend some things that would try to increase that life, or, you know, how can I make that last longer? One of those things that we see so frequently is just poor installation of the unit. So some things that might come up would be, you know, the wrong sizing of ductwork, or the wrong sizing of a unit put into the house. One of the things that can cause a premature failure in the furnace so quickly is if that unit is working so hard to try to get air out through the ductwork and into the living space. So that increases pressure, and if it's starving for air, that's a problem. So just the incorrect installations, if those things are resolved, you can really extend the life of the furnace.
When you say when those things are resolved, is there something you can do after a furnace has been installed incorrectly? I mean, or is someone sort of stuck with what they have for the lifetime of the furnace?
No, there's things that you can do. So, for instance, sometimes if there's air leaks in the ductwork, if you resolve those, or by sealing the ductwork, making it more airtight, that's going to help out the efficiency of the system. Some pieces of the ductwork could be replaced with more directional fittings, and that's going to make it more efficient. So there are things outside of the furnace itself that does influence the life of the furnace, and if you resolve those things is what I was speaking to.
Okay, so let's say someone has the correct furnace, the correct system installed. What are some of the things they can just do maintenance-wise to make sure it lasts as long as possible?
Well, the very easiest thing that is probably overlooked more than anything else is just change the air filters. Mm-hmm. So every heating and air conditioning system has a filter on it. They're at different locations. Some of them are right behind the return grill. Some of them are at the unit themselves. And some of them are bigger whole house filtration type systems that, you know, are generally around the unit, but they're not right at the unit. So, you know, it's easy to forget them. You know, one of the things that we recommend is to try to get on a program that just sends filters to your house. There's a lot of online programs that do that. And that way those filters come and you know that they need to be changed, and, you know, there's just an automatic, and that's money just so well spent, because once a filter gets clogged up, it blocks the airflow coming into it, and that's really damaging on a unit. One of the other things that you can do is just maintain the system. So let's just say, you know, the filter doesn't get cleaned, or maybe sometimes even the filter gets taken out and there's dirty air that runs into it. Well, that dust and debris and lint and all that stuff can get actually stopped up inside the unit and on the what we call the coil. And so sometimes in maintaining equipment, we come in and clean the cabinet and clean the coil, allowing airflow to move more effectively. And so that's definitely a high maintenance item that, you know, you need a professional to do that. But it really starts with the filters, making sure you keep those up as a homeowner, and then making sure that your system is checked on a semi-annual basis.
All right. So if you'd like to schedule that maintenance, or if you have any questions about anything James talked about today, you can always reach out to Whistler Plumbing and Air at 540-483-9382.